Our first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 to 5. I will speak out to encourage Jerusalem. I will not be silent until she is saved, and her victory shines like a torch in the night. Jerusalem, the nations will see you victorious. All their kings will see your glory. You will be called by a new name, a name given by the Lord himself. You will be like a beautiful crown for the Lord. No longer will you be called forsaken, or your land be called the deserted wife. Your new name will be God is pleased with her. Your land will be called happily married, because the Lord is pleased with you, and you will be like a husband to your land. Like a young man taking a virgin has his bride, he who formed you will marry you. As a groom is delighted with his bride, so God will delight in you. And our second reading comes from letter to the Corinthians, first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Now, concerning what you wrote about the gifts from the Holy Spirit, I want you to know the truth about them, my friends. You know that while you were still heathen, you were led astray in many ways to the worship of lifeless idols. I want you to know that no one who is led by God's Spirit can say, a curse on Jesus. And no one can confess, Jesus is Lord, without being guided by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom, while to another person, the same Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person, while to another person he gives the power to heal. The Spirit gives one person the power to work miracles, to another the gift of speaking God's message, and yet to another the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. To one person, he gives the ability to speak in strange tongues, and to another, he gives the ability to explain what is said. But it is one and the same Spirit who does all this. As he wishes, he gives a different gift to each person. Thanks be to God for his word.
Thank you, Rosemary, for those readings. Our theme today is about working together as one body. And we're going to do a little drama, and I'd like Rosemary's help again, and some of the kids that are with us, the young people, if we could get a few helping hands. Don't be shy now, don't hide. Ooh. Right, okay, lovely. Right, so Rosemary's going to help me to do a little drama about our body, the things that our body can do for us in order to help our body to maintain its healthy condition. One of the things that we need to do is to eat, isn't it? We need to eat. We need to replenish our body with nutrients. Well, sort of nutrients. So, I'm going to offer some gifts today to you all. Do you all like gifts?
That sounds good.
Yeah? Who had Christmas gifts? Anyone get gifts for Christmas? Yes? So you like gifts. I like gifts. So we're going to offer some gifts today. But it may be difficult for you to get those gifts in order to utilize it for our body, because we're going to sort of keep you restricted some way. We're going to keep you restricted. So Rosemary's going to do something. Who would like blindfold? Hey! So Rosemary's going to ask you to put a blindfold. And then you could all stand here. In fact, wait. Let me get the gifts.
Yes.
So, gifts. Lots of goodies in here. Let's see what's there. Look at all this. Oh, wait, before we, look, lots of gifts. Would you like some of this? Yes. Right, so, it's all for you, but you have to go and get it up here somewhere. I'm going to get a chair around, and we're going to put it there. And we're going to show that if you are restricted in some way, it's going to be quite difficult. But I'll leave it open. Okay? So, you're going to be blindfolded. I'm going to move you around just in case. So, you're here now. And who would like some restriction around the legs? What's your name? Ian. Ian. Okay, so Ian's going to have his legs restricted. And who would like some cotton wool in their ear? Would you like some cotton wool in the ear? Yeah? All right. Over here you come. Cotton wool in the ear.
And Holly.
So you're not going to hear very well. And then, the last one, you are, Catherine's going to have her hands tied. So, with all these restrictions to your body, your physical body, I would like you to help yourself to the presents. Yes. Well, some of us find ways in which to get this. Back here.
You might need some help.
You might need some help. Yeah, Rosemary, do you? Oops. Oops.
Yes.
After all that. Okay, you can take your blindfold off. Hey, have a few more.
Okay.
Go on, here you are. You worked very hard for that. Take some for your sisters or brother. Have you got any brothers and sisters? Take some for them. Okay, all right, take another one for him. Okay, you can get rid of your cotton wool. Thank you very much. Let's get you on time. Okay, you can all go back to your seats. Clap, give them a good round of applause. Okay, so we can see that having restrictions on our physical bodies can limit us from doing the things we want to do. Obviously, if all those who participated had to go some distance away to get what they were trying to achieve, it would be even more difficult, and they may need extra help. So, as with our physical body, that the Lord has granted us all these different parts of the body in order that they may work together to sustain our body in a healthy condition and to nourish us and to keep us happy. We all like things. We all like presents. We like gifts. We like to eat. We like to do things that makes us happy. So imagine if we couldn't move certain parts of our bodies. And as we get older, some of us may say, yes, we're beginning to experience some of the limitations that can be on our bodies and prevent us from having a healthy lifestyle, enjoying activities that other people may do, and even doing some of the basic things like cooking and washing and cleaning up. Some of us have got to get help to do that. So God, our Heavenly Father, wants to bless us. He wants to make sure that we can do as much for ourselves as possible. So he's given us all these different parts of the body which work together, or should work together, for our benefit. Our Old Testament text tells us that God loves us. He wants to give us a new name. He wants to pour out his special blessings on us. Despite the fact that we will get older and we will lose some of these faculties. But he wants to bless us. He wants to nourish us. He wants us to be part of his family. He wants us to have a relationship with him. So, when he gives us these blessings, we should give thanks. We should be grateful for the blessings that he gives us every day. And if we are grateful, then he will give us even more blessings. So that's our introduction at the moment, that God wants to bless us with special blessings, and we'll talk more about that in a minute.